Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, welcome to the Shepherd Ambella Show. This is episode 457. It's going to be a banger. There's so much going on today. It's like as if everything is converging right now in the whole entire world. But the whole point is they have it orchestrated to where a lot of people don't even know what's currently going on, and they're hiding a lot of this stuff from the general public. And now we're seeing what I predicted several years back with my film, and when we were in the era of the lockdowns and all that, when I said, look, there's going to be another pandemic in the future. They're going to, when the real danger zone comes from Planet X, from asteroids, from Earth changes, they're going to put us in the real lockdowns, the real scenario that they've been planning for so many years. And they beta tested during the 2020, 2021 era with the COVID-19 pandemic. And they've got masks on every street corner now, dust masks. They've got the supply chains going, except now there's worldwide flooding and it's throwing a wrench in everything. Guys, don't forget to support the show. I'm not supported by big corporate interests or YouTube or anything. So it's all up to you guys to help keep the show going. So please help keep the lights on. The link is below in the description. Just hit the link tree and make a pledge. It's going to be an open line show for the whole duration of the broadcast. 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. And let's get into it. At SQAUK.com, we have the link in the description as well. The World Health Organization declares monkeypox a public emergency of international concern as outbreaks rapidly spread. Health authorities are on high alert as monkeypox cases surge globally with infections reported in over 50 countries. The World Health Organization's decision underscores the urgency of coordinated global efforts to contain the virus. On Wednesday, the WHO declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern, marking the second time the agency has used the designation for a global health threat in 2 years. This decision was not made lightly, but in response to the rapidly escalating number of monkeypox cases worldwide, with more than 60,000 confirmed cases reported across 55 countries as of early August 2024. The urgency of the situation cannot be overstated. Monkeypox, a viral zoonotic disease related to smallpox, has typically been limited to remote areas of Central and West Africa. However, since early 2022, the virus has surfaced in regions where it had yet to be documented, including Europe, the Americas, and Asia. The current outbreak is not just large, but unparalleled in its size and geographic spread, underscoring the gravity of the situation. Now, this guy, the director of the World Health Organization, he's come out and he's, announced this emergency. This is all allowing the fast tracking of monkeypox vaccines and all the stuff over again. Now the states are going to start implementing laws and all their pandemic plans, again, their lockdowns and stuff like this, and countries worldwide, we're going to see this all begin to happen. The numbers on the screen, if you want to call in at any point, 262-891-0070. I'm going to play this from the WHO director.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice. The detection and rapid spread of a new clade of mpox in eastern DRC, its detection in neighboring countries that had not previously reported mpox, and the potential for further spread within Africa and beyond is very worrying. In addition to other outbreaks of other clades of mpox in other parts of Africa, it's clear that a coordinated international response is essential to stop these outbreaks and save lives.
There you have it. That's right from the WHO director. And the latest data from the WHO shows that monkeypox cases have increased by over 50% in the past 2 months. Infections have now been reported in countries as distant as Australia, Brazil, India, and the United Kingdom. So all of this is coming to a head. This lady's saying, don't let monkeypox become the next smallpox. But the bottom line is, this is all happening now. Alex Jones tweeted out the Squawk article, which now has 1.2 million views. And he says, I predicted this 6 months ago, and now, right on time, here it is. Alex Jones is a huge Squawk fan. I didn't know if y'all knew that, but he's definitely reading every single thing we publish over there. So I wanted to get into some of this weather stuff just to demonstrate how, listen to what people are saying during some of these videos, and some of the stuff's in the U.S., and then we're going to move to the world. Listen to how people are saying they've never seen this before, which means this is new. So let's take a look at some of these clips.
It was like something out of a movie. Nothing that these Pierrefonds residents had ever seen or experienced before. They say on Friday, water accumulated in minutes, and for over two dozen families, it was nearly impossible to save anything in their garages and basements.
And we started hearing like crazy banging, 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 and all our garage doors broke from the water. And the water just came flooding in.
The water totaled cars, furniture, and of course, prized possessions. Though most residents have insurance, many believe it won't be nearly enough to cover it all.
A fridge, a freezer, our furnace, our hot water tank, our heat pump, our modem, basically everything in the garage and the basement, because it ended up being 7 feet of water.
Seven feet of water. Ladies and gentlemen, 7 feet of water. Okay, check this out.
The water in the Sarasota neighborhood was everywhere, and Kelsey Blanton can't understand why.
We're not in a flood zone.
She doesn't know about Planet X.
Never thought we needed flood insurance.
She's not in a flood zone.
Whether you're in Sarasota or Palm Beach County or anywhere for that matter, The FEMA maps we studied all show Zone X is considered a low-risk area.
In fact, low my risk. Insurance agent double-checked for me. We are still in flood zone X. We are not in a flood zone. There is no requirement for flood insurance.
Their situation illustrates a dilemma, we believe. All homeowners need to hear to properly safeguard your property. Looking for answers, I recently pressed a top guy at FEMA about flood insurance and those maps. So controversial, Palm Beach County tried to challenge them.
We definitely want people to be aware of their risk.
FEMA's Tony Haight.
Now, this is interesting because they're saying they're not in a flood zone. So they've never experienced this before. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Planet X is moving in. It's starting to take magnetic lock with the Earth. We're in a magnetic locking phase with the interplanetary magnetic field line of our planet is starting to latch on to Nemesis, which is the binary component of our sun that's burnt out. It's a brown dwarf star, and there's planets orbiting around that. And we are going to experience super turmoil in the coming days and or in the coming weeks and year and whatnot. So as this moves in closer.
Round of wild weather slamming into Utah, golf ball size hail, heavy rain, flooding, and strong winds. It's wreaking havoc across the Wasatch Front and beyond tonight.
Yeah, these are all videos that our viewers sent us tonight during the storm and, of course, in the aftermath of the storm as well. And check this out. So much hail in Linden that UDOT had to bring out snow plows on I-15 to help clear it off. This is video we shot from
snow
our plows UDOT
in
camera
summer.
About 2 hours ago now.
Snow plows in August, certainly not the norm. You can see the plows on the
certainly not the norm. Certainly not the norm, she says. If you want to call in, 262-891-0070.
Another round of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon. We're showing you this video of flooding in downtown Charleston, resulting in roadways being shut down.
That's right. So let's get straight to Hannah Powers for a check on the roads that you should avoid right now. Hannah, what are you seeing for us?
Well, Carolyn, Aaron, Grace can give a little bit more context in this in just a minute, but I was downtown on a shoot right when the rain started. It was so fast how the water started pooling up because the ground is so saturated that any little bit of rain causing major issues for us. This is the peninsula. I'm going to show you some of the closures right now. Now, there are more than a dozen closures. We're talking sections of Calhoun, Lockwood Drive, Courtney, Rutledge Avenue. This is on the lower section here of the peninsula, but it's also impacting another section of Rutledge. I'll show you that in a second. East Bay Street, we have closures as well, popping you up and over a little bit. Let me show you here. Spring Street closures, Line Street closures, get Meeting Street closures as well. Getting onto the Ravenel Bridge, we have issues. Remember, we already have a section, King and Meeting, shut down because of that sinkhole that we picked up after Debbie. So it's a lot of problems right now in downtown Charleston. And even if a road isn't closed because of the flooding, it's just enough to make you take a beat, slow down, and really make
sinkholes. Let's play this.
We have both damage inside and outside, and it's pretty substantial, to be honest.
In the town of Saint-Laurentide, about 60 kilometers northeast of Montreal, residents are still dealing with the aftermath of the remnants of Tropical Storm Debbie that hit the region last week. The municipality is still under a state of emergency.
Surveillance footage shows water gushing through Chambord Street. Joey Boulay and those inside his home were trapped before they could escape. Emergency crews delayed by the storm.
Okay, there's that. Let's check this out. Call lines are open. Look at that.
5 o'clock somewhere, right?
This could be your neighborhood next. Now we're going to go to some of these Twitter posts. Let's see if I can get to the weather right here that I posted earlier on the Shepherd Ambellus channel on X. All right. So here we have in the Middle East flooding. All of this is from the month of August, and a lot of it's recent. quickly in the last couple of days. Look at this is going on now. You got a source of light right there. And over all the way over 180 degrees, we have another source of light. Look at this. Guatemala flooded. Reports suggest states preparing to implement WHO orders. According to reports, states are preparing to follow WHO's directives and have previously ceded certain governmental powers to the organization in such cases. Now look at this. This is in North Dakota. This is today or yesterday. Water as high as the top of an overpass. They're hiding this from you. This is in the Middle East. Cars floating down the road. Well, this is in La Uguara. This is in North Carolina. The president's getting on the plane. This is the ex-president. Look at this. These floods, all right? Sudan. Look at this, the motorcade from earlier. All right, here we got flooding. Oman. The floods have resulted in 57 deaths with over 34,000 families affected. This is just in one little spot alone. This is in Yemen. This is in Mexico. This is all recent. This is Pakistan. Ladies and gentlemen, the call lines are open. 262-891-0070. The number is on the screen. Saudi Arabia. Severe weather. Jazan and Mecca. Extreme weather conditions in Libya. Look at this. Weather, extreme weather conditions in Libya. All right. Georgia flooded. Pennsylvania flooded. France flooded. Greece burnt down to the ground. Middle East flooded. An unknown location, the ground is burning under the earth like a pit, like a fiery pit of hell. They're coming from the fiery pits of hell. Look at this. Jazan. France. Oman. It goes on and on and on and on, just flooding the whole world. China, North Korea, China. You know what I'm saying? It just goes on and on and on. And the water is not receding in a lot of these places. It's been prolonged for weeks. days, Germany. Look at this. Wow. What do you guys think of that? It's pretty crazy. The Earth is in peril. They've been lying about all this. And, you know, of course, they've got their monkeypox, global emergency, right? And now they've declared that this is going to be the next cover for what's going on. They have to position. The weather is going to get worse. It's going to ramp up. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the show. I got to keep everything going. Thanks to anyone who has offered support this month. I got to get some more support coming for the month, though. So you can check out the link down below and make a pledge. It's in the link tree, the first link right there. I would appreciate that. If anyone wants to pop on the show, do it now. I'm going to put the number up because we still got open lines, everyone. 262-891-0070. And I want to know what you guys think about all this. I mean, it's all starting to come to a head. They're going to distract us with the cardboard wars, with the lockdowns. They don't want us to look up. The asteroids are going to start coming. They just now shut down a near-Earth asteroid tracker that's been functional for 10 years or more.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Completely shut down again, just like in COVID. But worse, it's one of the main trackers that's moving through space. just lots of mayhem going on in the world as well. Let's see. South America flooding. Just everywhere we look and everywhere we go, it's flooded. Off the chain. Off the chain. Greece, burn up. Venezuela, gone. Wiped off the map. Now, this is how you eat. If y'all want to know how to do it, this is how you do it. This is a protein shake for breakfast. Look at this guy. So good. All right. Greece gone. They're playing whack-a-mole with the dog, basically. Venezuela. So just crazy stuff going on all over. Expect more earthquakes, more volcanoes, more wildfires, more high wind, more straight line winds, more hurricanes. Pretty much anything and everything you could imagine, you're going to have to expect now, because of this new danger period that we are moving into virtually. And that's why we're going to see the lockdowns, the hospital ships, they're going to set up the medical tents again, the emergency medical tents. We're going to see this stuff, the field hospitals, because we'll be coming into, a super danger zone. So, you know, that's all I got for these flood videos and stuff basically right now. But you can clearly see that worldwide there's so much going on. It just doesn't stop. I think things are just going to start, just keep slowly escalating and ramping up. And we're just going to see, you know, until they... basically get troops on the streets again at one point. I don't know how long it'd take for them to do that. I don't know if it'd be 2025. You know, the Deagle report, that all comes into play. The Navy map. Yeah, someone's saying the rain was orange. That could be iron oxide dust from the Nemesis cloud. That's what I've heard. So we're looking at, we're entering the debris field. That makes sense with the lockdowns, how they're doing it. It's a cover. Guys, get my film, Shackled to Silence. If you go on a Squawk there and you go in the articles or on the site, you'll see this banner, Shackled to Silence. Click on that. That'll take you to the trailer. The film, and in that description right here, you can purchase the film. So you guys need to check this out, because if you haven't seen it,
you can fake words.
It dovetails.
You can fake anything coming out of your head. Your head can fool you, but your heart is pure intent. And that is what our Creator understands, the frequency. Because you can't fake that. And his first creation speaks that language. And we used to.
I just figured, all right, there's a pandemic going on. Let me go over to the hospital and see what's going on there. And I figured there'd be ambulances coming in and out and people going crazy and crying in the lobby and waiting outside. And it was like dead.
So, in fact, the hospitals were so dead that the nurses and doctors were going around. They were doing these special dances on that TikTok app, that TikTok app from China. You know, where did they find the time China. For this? That's what we have to wonder.
Without further ado, here is your host, Shepherd Ambellis.
All right, it's Thursday, September 24th. I hope everyone's has had a good week so far. But today we're going to have a special guest with us. Investigative journalist John Collin is joining us.
The story about COVID is so complex.
Which is interesting, the Hopkins guys, they first started their analysis based on news reports.
I mean, you broke probably the biggest aspect of the story that most of the public is not aware of, right? So the story, the narrative, you know, the narrative story about coronavirus is, you know, the public story. And then it turns out that there's two or more other stories behind the curtain, so to speak.
All of a sudden now they've got this artificial intelligence uploading data from who knows where. I don't know where they're uploading data from. Where's the paper trail?
We humans are being led in our destiny to a world destruction. It is part of the old Communist Party's apparatus to destroy all governments of the world and bring about a United Nations.
We're going to jump from, we're having multiple fives a day. I mean, you can close your eyes, throw a dart at the map, and hit a 5.0 quake.
Where's the IRB approvals? The de-identified data, from where? From what hospitals? Where's the ethics reviews? Where's the IRB? Where's all the things that go along with getting data from hospitals on patient HIPAA compliance? All that stuff has to be, it's a huge paper trail, and it's really hard to institute it. So I don't know where, I don't believe their data any more than Surgisphere, and I'm gonna go there for a second.
It's fairly simple. We're children of creation, and we have to own up to what we are.
Isn't that going to be a wonderful new world order where all the nations will be united? They will all be slaves in a concentration camp. And that's what's coming for the whole earth.
The Blue Kachina's next step is going to reveal himself.
All right. So we got that. And, you know, I showed all the different flooding, that stuff. Pick up my film. The link, you can get there through the link in the description that takes you to squawk.com, squauk.com. Click on this banner and get there through the description of that trailer. Crazy stuff, man. It is getting wild. If anyone wants to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to jump out of here today. I got articles to put together on the website. Billy Boy Blue in the YouTube chat says, smoke weed, get baked, 420. We got a caller. We're going to see. What's up? Who's this? You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, is this? Oh, this is Ambrosius.
What's up, Ambrosius?
Not much. Yesterday, that storm, it wasn't like red rain or orange rain. It was the atmosphere and everything, and then the air turned orange. Before the storm actually hit, though, it was kind of a weird looking brownish gray. It looked really strange. Now, I've seen like greenish, bluish, looking skies before. That's usually when a tornado might hit, but this was different. It looked really weird. And then when the storm just hit here in southeastern Colorado, here in Buckeye County, it was just orange. Like the air was orange. And I couldn't think of what the hell was going on, because I was looking at the rain thinking, is the rain orange? So, no, it wasn't orange, but the air.
And that's something you've never seen before.
No.
Right. No, not orange. This is my point, you know, because I got people saying, oh, this is normal. That always happens. You know, basically the whole planet's underwater. China's completely underwater. North Korea's completely underwater. And it's persistent and prolonged. And then we got these weird things that have never happened again or before. And like, you know, there's still people wanting to believe this is all normal. So I'm just trying to demonstrate. So you say that that's very unusual. I've never heard of that or seen that. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never happened like that before. As far as I don't know if you've ever been in tornado weather, where the atmosphere and the air is kind of like a weird greenish bluish like tint. Maybe other people have seen that before, but this was orange. And I got a friend who lives 14 miles in the next town over, and she said it turned orange there too. So this wasn't an extremely isolated incident. I mean, that may not be very far, but I'm living in basically in the middle of nowhere. You know, the population where I live is like less than 100 people.
Well,
Pritchett, Colorado. It's tiny.
That's interesting. And if you see the movie Melancholia, it basically shows like Planet X coming and it like crashes into the planet. But before that, the atmospheres start interacting and there's a lot of aurora and stuff like that. And people can like their hair standing up and they can reach up in the sky and like energy's coming into their fingertips.
I've even heard of, you know, there may be instances where we lose gravity just a little bit. So you may feel like you're almost wanting to float, but you're not going to, or maybe you will, who knows? The closer it gets, I mean, if it messes with the electromagnetism of things, that could interfere with life itself. That could interfere with time itself. Of course, that's a human construct, but.
Well, they had to admit that time is speeding up. And it's like mainstream. They came out with this like just recently. And so
I've noticed weird things. Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, yeah. I mean, now that you say that, you know, I have too. It just seems a lot different lately. The sun seems different. The time seems like it's going fast. I haven't been able to sleep, stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, frick, man. Speaking of sleep, the other day I woke up, this is 2 days ago, woke up in the middle of the night from having this weird dream where I was like reading some weird chart or something. And then followed by the chart was this quick, like animation on a screen. And when the animation came on the screen, like I felt like my brain was being erased and I woke up for like 10 seconds. And I was like, what the hell is happening?
Oh, wow.
You know, I've never had that happen before.
That's like a pretty vivid. Shit. Yeah. That's crazy. I've been having crazy dreams too. What's up, caller? Who's this? You're on the air too.
Chat, what's up? It's Josh from
Hey,
North
Josh.
Carolina.
How you been?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Just getting home from work. Man, I'm tripping, though. I heard y'all talking about dreams and the ocean changing hues and like an orange or like a light red or whatever. And I don't know if you remember the other night when we were talking, I was telling you that me and my wife were having almost the same dreams in 2018 going into 2019. Where we were going outside in the evenings, everybody had their lawn chairs out with like coolers and shit, like in their yard to sit out to watch the sky. Everybody was like getting ready to look at the auroras again that night.
Oh, wow.
And it was like here where we live, here in North Carolina. And we were like trying to explain to people in our dreams that that's radiation. Like it's pretty, but you might not want to bathe in it.
Wow. But
anyway, that and not trying to steal the show or like change the subject. I mean, the have you guys seen where the World Health Organization today announced like a world health emergency?
Yeah, yeah, I covered that for the, at the first part of the show. Maybe you probably weren't here. What do you think about that? Because I think that that ties into all this weather, and we're going to start seeing asteroids. The field hospitals roll out again, flooding everywhere.
Like from around the world back in 2019 when COVID was just getting ramped up, like really, like when governors of different states were starting to close things down and give like stay-at-home orders and stuff. Around about that time, Mike from around the world in 2019 was saying that this is a good warm-up. Wait till the next cycle, mm-hmm. which I think he meant, because he speaks kind of cryptic sometimes.
Yeah,
he said wait till the next cycle. At that time, we were in the middle of an election cycle, the 2019 cycle, and he said, and the next one is going to be more serious. And it'll start with an M. I'll go back through his archives and find it. He keeps archives that go back like 10 years.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people, like even Alex Jones was saying, he was talking about the monkeypox thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That far back?
Well, no, he did put out a tweet today where he retweeted my Squawk article, SQAUK.com website, and it's got over 1 million views now. And he said that he was talking about it 6 months ago and that he predicted this would happen. And then he cited Squawk.
I think this is it.
Yeah.
I think this is the year. They're not going to let.
They won't let people see the planet and all the.
They strike if they can before Trump gets. If and I'm not a Trump or a Biden person. I'm a me person. I don't care, but you know whatever. But I'm just saying.
Well, do you think they'll? What do you guys think about? You know, they're gonna want to have everything in control before this planet starts getting real bad with the weather and all that.
I think they'll let things get a little crazy before they try, because you can't justify locking everything down, or you know, until it's bad enough for the American people as a whole to
believe it or something. That's why they got the monkeypox, because they're already moving to lock the states down right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mail-in ballots again.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They got it all figured out.
Dude, I would go back and look at all those notes that you took on everything that was going on in the celestial realm, you know, with that meteor shower.
Yeah.
Thing that all the near earth objects.
Yeah.
That, you know, see, like, in the field hospitals, and I wonder if there's a way to look in to see how many of those gears are being.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to start checking into. That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? Like, is it mm-hmm. there? If it is what I think, they'll be like, and they rolled out, I can't remember the number, something upwards of 30,000 trauma surgeons and all those field hospitals and all that stuff. Like, they were getting ready. They thought either were planning and training for something they know is going to happen, or they were getting ready for something they thought was about to happen, in my opinion. There's no way you'd spend that much money and go through all that trouble for bullshit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that too. Man, it's getting weird. I don't know how much time we'll have left really until they kind of like get everyone into control to where they got like military roaming around and all that. But I think it might happen somewhat, you know, quickly. I mean, in the big picture or the big scheme of things. Anything else, callers?
Nah, man. Nice to talk to you, Shep.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Have a good night.
Yeah, you as well. Ambrosius, anything else? All right. Well, I guess I am going to get out of here, guys. Lots of stuff going on. If you hear anything, you can always send me links or whatever on Twitter and all that. If anything big is going on, don't forget to support the broadcast. Keep everything going over here, right? So I guess that's it for today. I'll see you guys later.